Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are learning about mezuzah. Now that we're discussing the Lichchus Parhedrin, according to the Tanakhama, Moshe Shoyni Ma'atayda, you have to have a mezuzah in that room. And according to Rav Yehuda, it's only Mir Rabbanon, because he holds a dita that's forced, that you don't really want to be there, is not considered a dita, and therefore Ma'atayda, you don't need a mezuzah, it's only Mir Rabbanon. So we're up to the Gemara over here. Where did we stop yesterday? Oh, the last thing we did about Sakana, yeah, okay. We're up to right in the middle of the page. Tani Rav Kahana Kamei Rav Yehuda. Okay. The last thing we learned is that all gates require mezuzahs, except if there's a Sakana, you live in there. So I'm going there, you're worried. It says the Gemara, Tani Tana. Tony Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana once learned before Rav Yehuda, and now he's going to argue with Rav Yehuda Pshat. Regarding a Beis HaTevin, like a warehouse for straw, Beis HaBakar, a house for cattle, Ubeis HaEitzin, where you store your wood, Ubeis HaEitzin, this is just generally a warehouse, is Pturim Min HaMezuzah. Since you don't live there, you're potter from Mezuzah. Then he adds, the Braisa adds the words, Mipnei Bekoz Shehanoshim No'eises Behen. So it seems to be very cryptic. It sounds like Pashto reading is the reason why you put in these places are because women are not Aces Ben, which we'll soon see what Aces Ben means. So it sounds like that's the reason why they're put. Or another way of learning it is they're put despite the fact that women use it for their own purpose, nevertheless, they're put. That's going to be the Machlekes of Kahana of Yehuda. Well, my noises of Khan understood noises means roichetes, the bathing. Oh, you know why you potter from a mezuzah? Because women used to use these rooms to bathe themselves, so it's not appropriate to have a mezuzah there. Had it not been for the fact that women use their room for their own uses, then clearly you should put a mezuzah on your warehouses. That's Rav Kahana's opinion. Amr that Rav Yehuda disagrees. I hold that warehouses don't require mezuzah at all. So what do you mean because the women are nasis? Time of the reichitzes hastam chayavin. Is that what you want to say? The only reason why you putter for these houses are because they bathe themselves. But generally speaking, you're chayiv. But Tanya didn't learn another braisa, refes bakar, p'turim mezuzah. The place we have cattle is putter mezuzah. Sound doesn't say anything about women. In other words, the place itself is inappropriate and is putter. So I disagree with you totally. I hold that these warehouses, because Beisecha means your house, and that's not a house. You don't live there. You're potter. However, Rabbi Kahana takes Beisecha very loose. It doesn't mean necessarily a house where you live, a house where you use. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a house is where you live, and therefore these warehouses are potter. I swap shot the Beisecha, mine oises. What do you mean women are oises? Miskashtas. They baputz themselves. They beautify themselves. No, if they beautify themselves, so then what's pshat? They potter because they beautify. You potter because it's not a house. This is pshat. This is how you learn the braisa. Afa pisha noshim is gatut, and even despite the fact that women use it for their own personal use. So you would think that they elevated these from just a warehouse to a private house to the potter because they don't actually live there. So Kano holds that warehouses are at some chayiv because beisecha is a very loose term. And the only reason why I put it is if women do their own private needs, they bathe the inappropriate stuff. And Rav Yehuda says, no, basically means your house and warehouses are put. Even though women do the private thing, they send a little house in the viewpoint. Rashi, oitzes shayin, oitzes general base oitzes. What do you mean general warehouses? What do they store there? Where shayin, wine, shemen, oil, food, and grains. There ain't adam dober. Nobody lives there. Mine oitz was no oitz. Me reichtes. They bathe themselves. No oitz is loshen hanor. They benefit the pleasure. Or meshum the mokum genayu because bathing themselves is not nice. Shayim de shama rumah. They stand there naked. Ain't covered shemaim liyish shama mezuzah. It's not appropriate to have their mezuzah. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, really, the potter. So what does women come in here? Afa pisha noshi miskash, even though they beautify themselves. Sham bipsamim, they put over there all the spices and the perfumes. The salki, I mean, I would have thought, didihi, that elevates it to a house. Hashmin, and the love, didi, that's called a house where you live, and you sleep, and you eat. Says, I'm going to it. Okay, let me ask you a question.
A bokeh, that's where they beautify themselves.
Yeah, it's a base bokeh, not a refus bokeh. It's a difference between a base bokeh and a refus bokeh. A refus bokeh is basically a barn. A base bokeh is where they didn't really live there. You brought them in there to share the wool and to do something with them, but then they left right away. So it wasn't. It's a base bokeh, more respectable. Omar le Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said to Rav Yehuda, so you were learning Pshat what? The warehouses are really potter, And the Chiddush, the Braise, they mean women are beautified themselves. You're telling them what? That if women beautify, and the Chiddush, the Braise, even though they're beautifying themselves, they're potter, we learned the Braise clearly differently. But Tanya, didn't we learn the Braise? Refes Boker, Pturim Mezuzah, Refes Boker is potter Mezuzah. And here it seems that even though it's a Refes Boker, Shanoshim is Kashtas, but if the women decide to use a Refes Boker, which is even worse than a base Boker, they decide to use the beautify themselves, is actually Chayevet Mezuzah. That's sufficient to transform it from a non-house into a house. So Kash and Yud of Yehuda, you say that we're as a part of it, even though the women are beautifying, if it's not so. This is asking Rabbi Yehuda. So how are you going to learn Pshat in the Braisa? Elamai is Lachamem. What are you going to tell me? There's only one Bray. There's only one way for you to learn. There must be a Machlekes Tanoim. You're going to have to tell me that Mizkash to Tanoi. Now, where the women, you're going to tell me this. We're also Betz and Potter. If women beautify themselves in the warehouse, I say they're potter, but there's a braise that says a chayef. I'll tell you, there's two braises. One braise, the previous braise that we learned when it says by women is talking the whole that women are, even though they're beautifying, they're potter, and this braise was a chayef. So you have no choice but tell me the two tanoim are arguing regarding women beautifying themselves, but you want to say everyone agrees that warehouse is a potter. I'm going to learn some achleges tanoim, where the warehouse is a potter chayef. Lididinam yistama tanoi. I also was a tanoi. Tanya, we learned, it says in the pasuk, al beisecha, beisecha hamiyuchid loch has to be your house. Prat le beisa tevin, that excludes a beisa tevin, beisa boka, beisa eitzin, beisa eitzis, ship turim azuzah. So there's one opinion like you that says all these warehouses are potter. However, v'yesh mechayven, there's another opinion that's chayv. So there's a machlek is tanoim where the warehouse of beisechem is literally your house that you live in, or any place that's a house, even though you don't live in there. And I also agree, says machlek is tanoim. And the braisa before holds like that opinion that says that the warehouse is a chayv. And the only reason why they're potter is because the women bathe there. Then everyone agrees, beis hakise, a toilet, the beis habuske, a tannery, which really has a bad smell, very pungent smell. Or beis hamechel, a bath, they're all naked. Beis hatfilin, in a place where they bathe, which is also naked, but not as bad. Ushahanoshim, women bathe themselves, tudimina mezuzah. They're all potter from mezuzah. But what do we see from this braisa here? That is a machlek is where there are warehouses, potter, a chayiv. So just like you're asking me a question, I learned that the two braisa are arguing that. Says Rashi, Elamai Zlameimaki, Parashta Na'isas Miskashta Sham. You understood the word Na'isas means beautify. And yet the Braisa clearly said that women beautify its Chayiv. So you're going to have to say it's a Machlekes. Vetikshe Mastisa, I'll ask you a question from one Braisa and another Braisa. The name of Tanayim, you're going to have to say it's Tanayim. So over here, interesting, Rashi is Mastisim, it's a Braisa. V'yesh mechayvin behind the tanoim. That's the tanoim. One tana says that the warehouse is a potter because it's beisecha your house. Another tana says v'yesh mechayvin. V'chad memroi metala tamay. Now the Gemara will say that each amoid is going to learn that both braises will agree with him. Rav Kahana metala. Rav Kahana will answer the bestama pligi. Rav Kahana will learn the braises that they're arguing in the case. Stam warehouses. One tana holds like me that stam warehouse is actually chayiv. And that's why I'm learning. Avol miskashtas, when it comes to beautifying, everyone will hold your chayiv. Kuli al mechayiv, because the first braise is not talking about women beautifying. No, it means taking baths. But a beautiful tana, a beautiful answer, the miskashtas could be arguing about beautifying. Avol stam kuli al, everyone holds potter. Says the Gemara Vayte, Rav Kahana metadetz letaymei. Rav Kahana is going to learn now that all the braises agree with him. There's no argument that all warehouses are potter. And Rabbi Yehuda metadet tamei. All warehouses are chayiv. You don't need literally a house. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to answer according to him that everyone agrees with him that all warehouses are potter. Rav Kahana metadet tamei. Rav Kahana is going to answer beischa is beischa hamyuchid loch, a house that belongs to you. What do you mean a house belongs to you? It doesn't mean it has to be a house that you live in, a warehouse, a potter. No. Prat lebeis tevin comes to exclude a warehouse for straw, lebeis abaka for cattle, lebeis eitzim for wood, lebeis eitzim for storing food. Shepturi mena mezuzah, because potter mezuzah bestam. The potter mezuzah bestam, v'yesh mechayiv in bestam. That those who say that stam, oh, stam wears chayiv. That's how I learn. I follow the Tana. Stam wears chayiv. But everyone agrees. So Rav Kahana will learn that these Tanaim are arguing in his machlekes, where the warehouse is, which is not necessarily a house you live in, a lodging place, is chayv mezuzah, not chayv mezuzah. And I follow the opinion, it says chayv. But Be'emes Amri, everyone agrees, based on kisei, based on buziki, based on meche, based on tefillah, usha hanoshim no'oises behen, and women are no'oises behen. What do you mean no'oises behen? Uman no'oises reichetes, if they bathe themselves turim. So when are you parted from all these places? When does everyone agree that you are potter? Only the women bathe. If the women don't bathe, there's a machlekes of warehouses you potter. Does beisecha mean literally the house of lodging? Or beisecha means any building? But everyone will agree that the women bathe over there, they are potter. That's minam zuzah. Hachi asked the Gemara, if you learn this way, if you say that no'esis means taking a bath, a minute, two words before, it includes in one of the houses, it says beis hamerchitz. What's the difference between a beis hamerchitz or nashim no'esis ben? It means the same thing, take a bath. You already told me beis hamerchitz. Everyone agrees you are potter. Hachi hainu merchitz, isn't that the same thing? Ashmina teach you that merchitz de rabbim, v'ashmina merchitz de yachid. There's two kinds. There's a beis hamerchitz, which is a dedicated beis hamerchitz for the public. And that on its own is potter, just like a base of kise, a base of burski, on its own they are potter, because it's not nice things are done, inappropriate things are done there. And then you have a base of boker, which should be chayiv in a mezuzah, according to one opinion, but you're potter because women use it for bathing. And the chiddush diva is, even though she's the only one bathing there. So like that, I mean, I would have thought, merch is the rabim, the nafish zayim, there's a lot of sweat and perspiration there, that's why you don't put a mezuzah. Our merch is the yachid, the loin nafish zayim, but merch the yachid is not so bad. Eimel the chayiv mezuzah, I would have thought you chayiv mezuzah, come on, shalom, that you're potter. That's how Rav Kana learns it. But Rabbi Yehuda, Mitara, the time of beauty, they know, everyone agrees that a warehouse is potter. They're arguing for the woman, use it for beautifying yourself. This is how you learn. Beisecha, your house. Beisecha, ham yuchla. The only house that your chayiv is if it's your house of lodging. So according to everyone, warehouse your pot. Prat le beisa tevin beisa boker beisa eitz beisa. Everyone agree. Pot no zuzah. Your pot because not a warehouse. Afilu miskashtes. And according to opinion number one, what are they arguing in? Even if they're beautifying and putting themselves up in this place, it's not good enough to mechayiv mezuzah. Doesn't warrant a mezuzah. Yes, mechayiv. Now, those who argue if women pretty themselves up, maybe it's because of your house. However, miskashtes. Avo stam, but everyone agrees. Divid haka or potter. Everyone agrees that a warehouse, stam, a warehouse, I wouldn't beautify is doing potter. The Amazon, with the truth be told, base ha kise, base ha busge, the tannery, base ha merch, the bathhouse, base ha tefillah, place where you bathe. Afa pisha noshim miskash, but in these places, everyone agrees that even the women are prettying themselves up because it's a toilet, whatever it is, potem in a mezuzah. Why? Mishum the nafish zahima. Has a lot of perspiration there and so on. Rashi. Shanoshim noshim, but claim a base ha tefillah, base ha baka, base ha eitzin, shanoshim, they bathe themselves there, a base ha tefillah, afa gada shamin and minore merch, each of me need to do twice bathing. Basically, I've got a lekka zahima, there's not that much zahima there. Because it's a private bath. Says he want to bite it. Rav Yehuda. So what do you tell me, according to Rav Yehuda, that he holds Beisecha means literally a house where you live. So Stoma, a general warehouse, Divrei Hakam Potter, a general warehouse, you're Potter. But Tanya, didn't we learn Bishorecha? It says in that we had before your gate, Echad Shari Batim, whether the gate leads into your house, Echad Shari Chatzedes, whether the gate leads into your courtyard, Echad Shari Medinas, whether the gate leads into your Medina. The Echad Shari, which we said before, which means a country or it means just a city. It actually says a country, other says a city. The Echad Shari is large cities, gates of large cities. The Refis, and we have a barn. The Lulin, you have a chicken coop. Umitevin, a warehouse, a straw. The Eitz is Yayin, the Eitz is Shem, and all these warehouses. Chayavi Mezuzah says clearly here that warehouse is Chay Mezuzah. You said before Rabbi Yehuda holds that warehouse is a part of Mezuzah because it's Beisecha, your house. Here in the Braisa clearly says that Beisecha includes all of these places. They're all chayiv. Yochel, I would have thought we should go a step further. Shani Marba should include also Av Beis Shad, the house that leads into the gate. The Beis Shad was like a little guardhouse in front of the gateway. We were thinking that maybe you should include that as well. Or an aksadra, a porch. In front of the house, you have a porch. It's not a gate, it's a porch. It has,
you know, live in the Beis Shad?
No. It's a guard that stays there sometimes.
Right, so it's a guard. Yeah, because we had that.
Yeah, we had before. Yeah, it was about a guard living there. That was the kuvia on top of the thing. He lives there full time.
So here it doesn't.
Here, no, this is more like a shortcut to get into the gate. Nobody really lives there. Umar Pesen, if you have a balcony, that you would think you're chayiv as well. Since these are only really entrances, Tamalei Mebay is a house. Ma Bayis Meyuchad Dida has to be a living place. Yotzuelu, these are excluded. She'ei Meyuchadin Ledida. They're not really for living. Rashi. Beis Shar. So a Shar is Chayiv because it's ancillary to the house. This is the way to get to the house. So the Chiv of the house starts from the Shar. That's how most Achreinim understand Pshat. But the gate is the beginning of your house. This is the entrance to your house.
Why is it any other gate?
The Shar is a gate to a gate. Why should we do? Beis Shad is the entrance to the gate. So this is like a two-way.
When is the first gate of the house?
That's how it's built. You have the last gate, the closest to the house, is called the gate of the house. This is the gate. This is the one before that. It's not really a gate. It's like a little booth that you go through. Rashi, Beis Shad, Bayis Katan, a small house. She'oisin lifnei Shad HaChatzit. They built this in front of the gate. Hakul oisin as a kapandi. They use it as a shortcut. not exactly sure how this is a shortcut, but it's somehow a shortcut. Marpeset is al-rud, a balcony. This is long in front of the upstairs. Harbe, it's long. And the way you go into your house upstairs is you have a ladder that goes to your marpeset, and from your marpeset you go into your houses. Aksadre is a prusde lifne abot, it's a porch in front of your houses. So then the braise continues. Yachal, I would have thought, now that we extend it. Okay, bayis doesn't mean only a house, it means also a warehouse. Okay, we excluded beishan, aksadre, marpeset, and nobody lives there. But maybe Yochel Shani Marba, I should include a base at Kisa because people spend time there, and a base at Bursig, a tannery, a base at Mechas, and a bath, a base at Fila, a place of bathing. Tamlema Bayis, a house. Ma Bayis, a also the covered. A house, you do respectable things. Avkola, also the covered. Only rooms and buildings that are done, that are used for respectable activities. Yatsu Elu, these are excluded. Chain also in the covered. They're made for respectable activities. Yochel, I would have thought, Shani Marba, I would have thought that I should also include Af had a bias. So what do we see from the Cleveland the Brice already? We see Cleveland the Brice that we include all the warehouses. And this is a cash in Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said before that we don't include the warehouses because there's bias only your house. And he said everyone agrees with that. Clearly said that before, you include Beis Oitzes. But why we bring the Brice, we bring the rest already. Yochav Refoch and Imarba Af had a bias. I should also include the Beis HaMikdash, the whole entire Har Bais, the Mezuzah, the Bahalishchis, and the chambers, the Azores, and the courtyards. Tamalema Bais a house. Ma Bais Shuchel has to be mundane. Anything which is mundane, yatsu elu shehin kedush. These are an exception because they are sacrosanct. But what do we have from all of this? From here, we'll get back to this thing about Beis HaMikdash. What we have from all this is that the Yipta Yufta is a kasha. So this braisa here, where it says that you're not chayin Beis HaMikdash, lochera would cannot come according to the bonan before who said clearly that lichos parhedin yichayin medraisa, and that's in the Beis HaMikdash. So some want to say, because of this, that the Chachamim, they said before Yechayiv, also hold Yechayiv only Midrabanan. But not also Gzeida, but Yechayiv Midrabanan. And here we're talking about Ma'atayda. Other than Lishcha Parhedin was actually like outside of the Beis HaMikdash maybe, or somewhere that maybe, or it's totally Choyl, it wasn't Kodesh. Rashi, Tiyuvta, about Korcha Stama Tanayim, what says Machlekes Tanayim? Says Machlekes Machlekes Tanayim was Stam house, Stam warehouse, is included in the Bais Rat. Says you might Tani Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Rav Shmuel, the son of Yehuda, said, Kameh the Rav in front of Rav. Shisha Sha'arim, there are six gates, there are six gates that are exempt from Mezuzah. What are they? Beis HaTevin, the gate into a house, a warehouse of straw. Beis HaBokar, cattle, a barn. Beis HaEitzim, a warehouse for wood. Beis HaEitzim, where you keep your food. V'shar HaModai. Shar HaModai is an arch, which we'll come back to in a minute. Vishar Shayna Mekoida, and a gate that has no roof. Has no roof. And the unfortunate her problem with this, the way Rashi learned that has no roof, then what's the chiddush of a gate? Any door that has no roof is potter. You need a mashkif, right? You need a lintel. Otherwise, you're potter. So, therefore, because of that, the other Shayna learned a different shot in there. And Vishar, and a gate, Shayna Gvay Yud. If the gate is not 10 tefachim high, it doesn't have the din of a door. Omel, he said, I don't understand. Pesachta b'shisha, you said there were six gates. And v'salke b'shiva, if you count, you see that's calculated, that's seven. Omel, that's six that everyone is in agreement with. And shad ha'modai t'noyi, this archway is actually a machlekes t'noyim. Rashi, shad ha'modai she'oisin b'kipo, they're making an arch, she'ken oisin b'modai. That's how they behaved in modai. So therefore it's called the gate of modai, which is made out of an arch. So Rashi clearly learns that that what does it mean over here? That's not mekura. That the arch has no ceiling, has no lintel, main keys without a cover, and everyone's bothered by that. What's the story? What's the machlekes regarding an arch? The Tanya we learned keep an arch. Rav Meir says mechayim mezuzah. An arch is chayim mezuzah, and chachamim poter. Chachamim are exempt. Why should it be poter? The Shavin, everyone agrees. Sheim yesh beragla sora, if the arch is 10 tfachim high and with minimum width of 4 tfachim, so it's a proper entrance and exit, proper door. Shechayev mezuzah. Everyone agrees. Shechayev and mezuzah, because it's a doorway. So the machlek is seen in a minute. Rashi chacham paitin she'ein shar b'loy reichiv dala. They hold that a door is not considered a door or a gateway unless it's 4 tefachim wide. The whole keeper, what's the whole idea of an arch? It gets narrower on top. Miskatzeres b'loy, it gets narrower on top. Lifchais b'pachim dala, the less than 4 tefachim. But everyone agrees. Im yesh b'raglel yud, if there's 10 tefachim, koidim sheyaschil eagle, before it begins to curve, umismayet rechava, before it narrowed down to less than four tvachim, then everyone agrees that the first 10 tvachim is wider than four. Shechayevi chayish afilu shahakososim yud lamaila, even though everything is closed off from 10 above, yeshia pachad begvaya yud berechadal. At least you have 10 tvachim wide, 4 tvachim wide, enough. Sajim rabbi to Amar Abaye Sadabaya. Abaye says, the kuli alma, everyone agrees. Abaye says, the kuli alma, everyone agrees. Gvaya yud, if it's 10 tvachim high. Everyone agrees that if it's 10 tvachim high, but it doesn't have 3 tvachim off the ground with a 4 tvachim width, and we know the concept of lover that up to 3 tvachim is a part of the ground, that means you don't really have an entrance and exit. Even I'm able to agree, there's no door here. Lav klum, it's nothing. Says Rashi, Gevoya yud ben hakol, from the top to the bottom, ein baragla gimel goiva height. Shenis ma'id reichva, it's very narrower than four tvachim, kaidim sheyagbe, before it rises, goiva gimel, 3 tvachim high, then lav klum, it's nothing. The chol pachas megimel, what's the reason, says Rashi? Because anything less than tvachim, goiva ara, goiva, anything less than tvachim high, is considered ara smichti, thick ground. Ein kan tzad, shein pesach shadal, where's your doorway? But Phil Ramey will agree, she'ain't kan has chola. There's no beginning limit to say chokuk v'hash. Let's imagine that you cut it, I carved it out. Let's continue by the Gemara. Inami or yesh beragla gimel. Let's say the first 3 tvachim. You have 4 tvachim wide. V'ain't a gvayu, but it's not, the total entrance is not 10 tvachim high. Again, there's no doorway here. V'lav kumi. Everyone agrees it's nothing worth. Says Rashi, inami yesh beragla gimel. Koidim shenis mayid. Before it narrowed to less than 4 chabim dal. Less than 4. But ain't no give you bin hakur, but the total less than tvachim, lav klum, it's not a door. But yes, but I'm right. Loin nechel, back to Gemara. Loin nechelku, when are they arguing? El begoiva yud is 10 tvachim high. But yes, but ragla gimel, the first 3 tvachim is 4 tvachim wide. But the aim but a chavad dal, above 3 tvachim, between 3 and 10, it's narrower than 4 tvachim wide. So the bonus say, well, you don't have an entrance here. But Amei says you do. Where's the entrance of Amei? We imagine you carved it out from the wall. The wall has to be thick. That if you did carve out from the wall, you can get 4 tvachim in the inner recesses. V'yesh bo locha, you have the wall. The wall's thick enough that you can carve out of it. La'ashlim la'bo, to complement it, whatever you have ready to complete it to 4 tvachim. Rab Meir sova chaykikin la'ashlim. We imagine you dig it out to complete the 4 tvachim. Rabban sova ein chaykikin la'ashlim. Rashi, v'yesh b'rag lo gimel, b'reich ha'dalad, v'ein yorach v'dal, we'll give it that 4 tvachim in height. You chakaidim should be before raised and lifted to 10, this may drach without less than 4. But yes, balloch, glach, chol, myla, bechidish, and matter, shain, chachema, helech, and column, but outside of the fear, a chol, la primi, that this inner one. Elachema, aruchel, and myla, and bechutz, the chol, kimishpotikaza. So you have, if you look at the picture, the bottom picture, there's plenty of thickness there that you can carve out to get you for full 4 tvachim. So may I imagine Rashi, may I saw a hoyel the hischib bagim v'radal. The fact is the first 3 tvachim, you had 4 tvachim width of a space. Shame pesach love that already has the name of a doorway. V'royin, we imagine kilu chokuk lemaila. We continue etching out from the wall above, from the arch above laharchiv kimidos shalmata, to make it the same width as the measurement down here. Says you right. Tell them what we learned. Beis hakneses eishul. Remember, we just learned on top that a harabayis is potter because of kodesh. Anything which is holy is potter. Tell them what we learned. Beis hakneses eishul, a beis eisha, a house that belongs to a woman, a beis hashutvin, a house of partners, chayeves b'mezuzah, is chayev b'mezuzah. So you want to pshita, why should it be potter? No. Ma would have thought, beis secha, your house, v'loi beis, not her house, masculine, not feminine. A woman's house is potter. I would have thought Beisecha, your house, v'loy, but teyem, and not the house of plural, these partners are potter. Kamash Malon, and a shul also is a communal place. Kamash Malon, the chayiv. Says the Gemara, so this Braisa clearly holds that a shul is chayiv. Not like the Braisa we had on top that says a shul, that a holy place is potter. Ve'ema hochinami, let us say so. Maybe Taka, woman's house is potter. On my crow, it says the pasuk, leman yirbu yimechem. Why do you have a mezuzah to live a long life? Be made benechem, the life of your children. Nu hani boy chayi, these people need life. Vahani loy boy chayi, and what? And these other people don't need life. Women don't need life. Potter don't need life. Okay, so therefore we know everyone needs a life. So everyone's chayi mezuzah. Says the Gemara, el beisachalam. So why did I say your house to tell you what? Rava, like Rava, Dama, Rava says Rava, which side of the house should you put the mezuzah? Derech biyoscha, at least the front door, the way you walk in. In the way beisecha is biascha, we read as if you walk in. How do you walk in? You walk in right foot first. When you walk, you always walk your right foot first. Rashi leman yibri yimechem kol hachofiz b'chaim chayim mashe. Anyone wants to live is chayiv. Derech b'yoscha leyimin b'bayis b'boy the bayis walking out. Leyimin is not the right side when you walk out. The right side you're walking in. If you don't know which side to put it on. Rabbi Akiva Eger already asked a question. He doesn't understand. Okay, this explains a woman. A woman needs a life. But what does it do with shutfin? The shutfin can have a house at home. They don't need to have a life from their office or their partner's house. They have another house where they live in. That house, they'll get their life. A woman has a problem that if you say a woman is potter, where should she get life from? You know where she has a chiv. But a man has a chiv privately. No, but us in this house, a shutfin is potter. So why should it be chayiv? And he's about Aya. If you tell me it was chayiv, why is it then if you borrow a house, you're potter from mezuzah? Why potter mezuzah? He doesn't need life. Now, what are you going to say? He bets him if he wants to have life, he has a choice. Go buy your own house. So it's his choice. But a woman has no choice. Therefore, a woman, we have to also allow her to say that she's chayiv mezuzah. So he asked, so how do we know Bezrin is chayiv? And he makes the question on the Gemara. So everyone else answers that this answer of Gavra Leboy Chayiv, Noshir Leboy Chayiv is only for women. For Shutfim, we learn from the first part of Pasuk. Leman Yirbu Yimeichem in plural. Why is it written Yimeichem in plural? That's teacher Shutfim. Regarding leprosy, the very simple thing. Beis HaKnesset HaShul. Beis HaShutvin, a house of partners, or Beis Isha, a house of a woman, metamin b'negoyim. It's got a house, and there's leprosy there, there's the metamin. If anyone appreciates it, why should it be different? No. I would have thought the Pasuk says that Ubor Asher Loya Bais, the person who owned the house, should come to the coin. Loy, masculine form. I would have thought Loy V'Loyla. Loy v'loylehen, singular as well. Kamashalon is chayiv. Eima hachin ami, maybe taka the potter, maybe woman in the house of the potter, maybe shouldn't the potter. On makro, it says in posse, when you come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, the land that I give you, la'achuzah, it says it for Yerusha, and he says, I'll give you a tzaras, where bebeis eretz achuzaschim, the land that you inherit. How's you inherit it? So therefore, it's anybody, even plural, even woman. Elo loylam, that's why I say your house. Interesting. Me, the dictator is warning you. You know what kind of people are going to be punished? Are going to have leprosy in the house? What happened if you have leprosy in the house? You got to shatter your walls. You know what kind of people are going to break your house down? You know what kind of people are going to be punished to have leprosy in the house? Me, shemeyached in Chumash, we say, in another Pogmar, we say that David does as a reward and opens up your house and shows you all the treasures where that Moirim hid. Here he says, me, shemeyached beiseloy, those people who are stingy, who keep the house only for themselves, don't invite any guests, don't share with anybody else. Those are the people that are going to have leprosy in the houses. She'enu roitzel ha'ashel keler, refuses to lend what he has. He always says she'en like. What does Hashem do? Hakadosh Baruch Hu mefas, my Eishu Apollo says he has plenty. Kishem mefan is basically when he has to clear everything in the house, and everyone says, oh, the hammers. You said you have no hammers. What are these six hammers there? Prat l'mashal keler achedim. If you lend to others, not a problem. Rashi shmiyach beis loy shekolit hashmisha miyuchan lebuk him ve'ini mashil lechedim lent his neighbors claim misha. Why do you get to the Negoyim? Because he's stingy. Says he motivated. Ubeis haKnesses. Me metami ben Negoyim. The Brayz of the Shul has leprosy. Vehatani we learn. Yachal would have thought yeah, but you see, but the Medrash. I would have thought that but you see, but the Medrash. Metami Negoyim. Tam Leim. Come tell you. Vor Asheloi haBayis. Should come that the house is to him. Me shemeyuched loy. Only someone is meyuched to him. Only the house belongs to you. Yotzu elu shebichulah. Shul is pati because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to everybody. So what do you tell me of shul chayiv? Like kasha, hara meir, hara banon. It's actually machlekes tanoim if a shul is chayiv. Tanya learned beis haknesses she yesh boy beis dida. Beis haknesses has a house. The chazan chayiv is ein bedida. What about a shul that has no house? A meir mechayiv and poitin. Meir holds chayiv. So a meir holds a shul is chayiv. And the chacham holds that you are potter. And the chacham will be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shul is potter. And as I said before, because kodesh and this is choil. Choil is chayiv. Kodesh is potter. And this caused Tosfos and many other shaykhs to ask previously, how come Rabbi Yehuda said you're potter from Lishchot Hedin because a dira bal korcha is not a dira? He should have said because it's a kodesh. Only kodesh is chayv, not choil. And that's why Pat Hedin is potter from mezuzah. So that's why some of the shaykhs say Pat Hedin was not kodesh, was only choil. However, Reboyis Eima, so you want to say to Machlekes Tanei Rabbi Yehuda whether shul is chayv mezuzah or not. And the base of the machleik was at the top of the page, Kodesh. Do we say that Dafka Kodesh? That Dafka Choyl is Chai, Beisecha, your house, but Kodesh is Potter, or no difference? And if you hold that Kodesh is Taka Chai, Hakam Beisemidish is Potter, we'll see later another reason. Eboy say, or I can argue, Hava, Hara, Bonin, everyone's a Bonin, but a different kind of shul. Some shuls are Chai, some are Potter. Some shuls need a base of Chaz and some don't. But like Kasha. And the machleik is a shiny when we say that a shul has a base of Chaz and doesn't mean that the shul itself is a house. Or you have annex to the shul, a room in the outside, which is a live, and that's enough to mechayiv. It depends. A shul that has a house, a beis dida, then yechay mezuzah, and a shul does not, it's potter, because everyone agrees a shul is potter because it's kaidish. Or even the shul itself is a machlekes. What does it argue? Hadikrachim hadikfarim. If it's from a large metropolis, it belongs to the whole world, then it's potter. The problem is not kaidish and chayil. The problem is that who's the owner? Mashenkin kvarim, it's only the local people, they're all the owners, therefore you know who the owners are, they're chayiv. Rashi, or I'm talking about Negoyim, same thing about Negoyim. Negoyim, mezuzah compared to Negoyim. Rashi, the krochim, shahu mokim shavokim, there's marketplaces, miskapsim sham, mekames, how many people gather there, but who are suy lechol, so this shul is made not just for everybody. Habol is bal davin, but ain't la betelim, bal michal has specific owners. It's a big machleik is a shayinim. Whether the other people have to actually pay money to it or they don't have to pay money to it. This is the gay also the basic knesses. If you can make changes in the shul without asking every member, what about the people around the world who doubt maybe in the shul? What's it in then? The kfarim called bail of the kfarim. You reckon who the owners are? Are you telling me about krochim? You tell me that krochim don't have the din of leprosy because it's communal. Tanya, let me learn. It says your inheritance. I'm going to put saras in your inheritance. That your inheritance is metame with leprosy. The ain Yerushalayim metame b'negoyim. Yerushalayim is not metame b'leprosy. Why Yerushalayim different? Because we'll see later, and tomorrow we'll see that Yerushalayim was never divided amongst the Shvatim. So machlek is if Yerushalayim belonged to Yehuda ben Yamin or belonged to everybody. If Yerushalayim belonged to everybody, there's no leprosy in Yerushalayim because it says, I gave you, I inherited you this land. Nobody inherited this land. But if you hold that the Shvatim inherited, Mefelich, there is leprosy there. Omar Rabbi Yehuda said, Ani lo shamaiti, I disagree. I hold that Yerushalayim is chay because it seems that Yehuda would hold it. Yerushalayim belongs only to the Ben Yamin, so it also has leprosy. Elamakam Migdish, only the base of Migdish Bavad. So it sounds like Ha Batik in the sea is a Batim Midrash. The only exception is Beis HaMikdash. What about Beis HaKnesses? There is leprosy. Metamim bin Goyim and whatever by leprosy by Mezuzah. Is Metam leprosy. I forgot the Krochin Yishalayim. There's no more Krochin Yishalayim, no bigger Yishul Yishalayim because everybody travels there three times a year and they use all the shuls. So what do you tell me? That you hold that Krochim is there's no leprosy and Pah Mezuzah. And Fesh, you see Krochim, he is Chayim. Only Mokim Midrash. No, the answer is you misunderstood Rabbi Yehuda. Ani lo shemaiti ala makom mikudish, not mikdash, but out of vav mikudish. Any holy site is potter from is no negoyim and therefore potter mezuzah. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda now is saying here mikudish, that means a shul. There's no leprosy and there's no mezuzah, like the Braisa before that only kodesh, that only chayyab but not kodesh. And then we have the problem. What about parhedin? Why tells him I said did about korcha? Just tells because of kodesh. And then you have different answers. Rashi. Rashi, ve'ein yishlai metam negoyim, she'ein achuzulem, it's not an inheritance, kesavari hozlein, it's chalkil l'sheva yehuda, it's never given to the sheva yehuda, u'minyamin, elokol ha-shvatim shava, all the shvatim are equal. Ani lo shamaiti, kesavari holds, it's chalkil shvatim, yehuda holds that no, yishlai belongs to yehuda minyamin, as we'll see tomorrow. Elamokim midrash bavash, why mokim midrash? If he holds yishlai belongs to minyamin, why punkt the bais ha-midrash does he say there's no leprosy? Interesting thing he says here. The Beis HaMikdash was an exception. There's no leprosy and no mezuzah. You know why? Shekashekana David is Kohen Arayni. Dafke, the amount, everything that the Eden bought legally, we have no control anymore today. Chevron, Shechem, and the Beis HaMikdash. None of them we have control over. And everything else that we fought and we won, we still have, most things. Makam Milvah, Shekashekana, he bought it, he purchased. As Kohen Arayni, you will see. John Malach wanted every each have a chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. What he did was gavur kesef mikol shevet to shevet. He collected money from every single shevet, kiraminim esifri v'shirat kachim from everybody. Okay, tune in tomorrow.